Om Shanti, good morning everyone. How are you on day 3 or 400? What day is it? 3? Yeah. Okay. Everyone okay? Yeah, good. Okay. So this morning our meditation is with Sister Sheikha. How many know Sister Sheikha from the Middle East? Yes, so the Kuwaiti group would know her quite well. So Sister Sheikha, I won't say too many words about her. She's a mother, a business owner, runs the center, helps run the center. She's an all-rounder in many ways, and this meditation is what's helped her keep balance in her life. But she's one of the original founders of the Kuwait Center. She was the first Kuwaiti after Wajiha, to her and her sister Mona, to take this knowledge. So it's been 20 years now. So welcome, Sister Sheikha.
Om Shanti. A very good morning. Happy morning. And a very silent morning. So tomorrow we have the silence day. I'm sure all of you will enjoy it. And which will add the joy, as we say, when I totally realize who am I, and the silence day will give me that nutrition, let's say, for the soul. And so if I know myself very well, I need to know whom I belong to. So in the last 3 days, there was an introduction of the self, self-realization. And today we want to know more or realize whom we belong to and why do we need him as well. So we belong to our Supreme Soul. And as we say, like our body has a mother and father, right? So the soul as well needs a mother and father. So we have our physical father, physical mother for this, which we belong to, which they took care of us, which they sustained us, they guided us, they taught us. And they made our livelihood a nice livelihood. But now, in this time of the world, in these challenges we all face in this world, we need to realize our parents, our father, as me, the soul, and not anymore of the body. Because the real challenges is not for the body. The real challenges is for the soul, where we have these feelings. And we need to empower ourselves to face and to adjust and to make our life really easier and accommodated and be able to sustain and stay in our stage and not be always in a weak and broken stage, let's say. And I'm sure all of us has these challenges in our life. I don't think there is anyone who has a very stable, very easy, very comfortable life. Is there anyone here with this life? Perfect. So we don't need to come here then. We have that life. Of course, there are some who are smart. We call them here who have a spiritual intelligence which can bring themselves to a stage where they can adopt this life and make it a beautiful life. So back to their parents. We consider here in the philosophy, I call it, or the knowledge of the Raja Yoga, is that God is my parent, is my father, is my mother, is my friend, is my guru, my guide, my teacher, and me as a soul, I really need someone to direct me, to take care of me, to keep me always happy, and to purify me from the old baggage and all what I had taken with me. So this is where we call him the purifier as well. And as our original stage is the natural nature which we have, the love, the peace, the beauty, the purity, the happiness, it's there within us. But what happened is that we are unaware of it now because we are so busy in this world. And if we didn't have tasted these virtues, we wouldn't search for it. If I tell you that, have you ever had a mango? You would say, yes, we tasted the mango, right? So if I want a mango, I know. I will search for it and I will find it because I know how it tastes. And usually we search for something we had, we know. We realize. And the same as the soul, the soul's natural nature is love, peace, purity, and happiness. And this is what's happening to the soul now. The soul is searching for what it used to own, which is it's still there. And that's why we keep searching. We've been searching for long, right? In many, many methods. Did we reach? And we all know God, but we didn't realize Him. I don't think anyone here doesn't know God. We all know Him. But now we want to realize who's God. And realization is different than knowing. Realization is something which really touches me. It's not I'm taught by someone. But I, from inside, I realized my intuition, my natural nature would guide me like a child when he born and he would know his mother directly. And the same, my natural intuition, recognition, my deep feeling will tell me, yes, this is God. I don't need to be taught by others. So here we have a nice platform, and thank you for the institute, for the school, institute and home, we call it our home, in giving us now this platform where we have the chance to realize more. Because the child will know his father directly. When really there is a space, I keep it for myself. So we are here, we all left our homes, our family, our work, to be alone here. And actually we call it to be independent. And when I'm independent, I will realize by my own self. Realize myself, who am I, and realize the one I belong, which is God. So we really want you to contemplate and live with yourself and have this chance to realize Him. And I'm sure many of you had realized, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And that's the journey we all go through. And why we need God now to realize God? Because we need this power. And I think all of us tried with different type of powers. Power of science, power of leaders, power of money, power of position. But where did we end up? Maybe we had a beautiful success in our projects, achievements, milestones. We did all that. And I'm sure all of you are successful beings. But now, what's our aim and objective? Is to be really in peace and happiness. We had a lot of matter, we have a lot of achievements. But now I want this inner achievement and inner power. So this is where I need God. And He is the Supreme Soul. We call Him the Supreme Father. And where I really suggest or advise is I have to have a relationship with Him. It's chicken or egg, egg or chicken. If I started having a relationship with God, then I would recognize whose God is. And when I recognize God, I will have this beautiful relationship with Him. But I have to give some time for myself. It doesn't come like that. Yes, God will realize if I really want Him, He will give me. So first, I should have that time to realize God. And the second is, I have to have a faith, deep faith. Because without faith, I will always be in that stage of doubting. And doubting is really a big pain. It doesn't keep myself in that stability stage. And this is where we call it here Maya. Maya means the one who doesn't allow me to be stable, happy. And what do you think Maya's role is? It's a Maya, maybe it's new for some. We call it Shaitan, we Satan, we call her or him is the one who just buzzes wasteful thought in me. Is the Shaitan there or here? It's here, and we call him or her the wasteful thought. And one of the biggest wasteful thoughts is doubting. So what do I lose to give that faith? And I try. And I give that time to have this deep relationship with God, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father. I know all of us has a different background, different understanding, different knowledge about God. But as we said, we have now a new platform. Let me try it. And what do I lose if I try? If I have that big faith in whatever I used to have, it will stay. But now, I'm just giving myself a new chance. And what's God's language? Love. Silence, exactly. Peace, love, happiness, and silence. So if I want to talk to God, I have to talk to God by my intellect, by my heart. And He will understand me directly. That's one of the biggest power God has. Because He created me, my conscious, my understanding. And He will understand my language. I don't need to talk a lot by the mouth. Because He is incorporeal. Does God has a body? He doesn't. And because we were for a long time in body conscious, we have that familiarity or a habit or an addiction to connect with something in matter as well. We're not realizing that, but we have it. even God, we want something to make us feel I can connect. That's why in all religions and all cults, they put an image for him. A stone, a picture, something. Because we are using all the time our five senses. I want to see, I want to hear, I want to smell. So God is incorporeal. He doesn't have a body. He doesn't have an image. But He is there. He is a point of light, like I am a point of light. And because we have the same wavelength, I can connect with Him. You know, if we bring a cotton with a cotton, we can weave it together, right? Or if we bring a metal, and we can join and by heat, and it becomes a piece. So the same, I, the conscious, I, the soul, with a spiritual consciousness, and God is a spiritual conscious as well, is the supreme. When I connect, that conscious can be in union. That's the yog, actually. That's the way we connect with Him. So the more I become I, the soul, the conscious being, the more I can have that connection with God. And the more I will realize Him. So silence is a power as well. So God, have this, we call it here, we are using the science power, but there is a silence power as well. So the more I'm in my inner silence, it's not necessarily the atmosphere, but we are going to, as you see here, there are many places where you have a silence, but we are concentrating now more on the inner silence. And peace is different than silence. Silence is where my thoughts, my heart is in its silence stage. No overthinking, no over emotions. I just leave myself and just go deep in the depth of myself. This is where I can realize and connect with the One I belong, with the One who created me, and I want to be with Him. And the moment I connect with Him, then I can receive His powers. Without connecting with Him, I can't. Without remembering Him, without being in company with Him, I can't take. You know, when we go to the school, if we don't have a teacher, who can teach me? Everything is in the school is there. The classroom, the chairs, the table, the books. But if there is no teacher, I can't get. So the same, we made a lot of facilities for God. Even in our clothing sometimes, to meet God. But we don't have God in our conscious. We don't remember Him as who He is. And God is love, the other power God has. He's love. And you know the power of love? Love is a huge power. There are kings who renounce their kingdom because of love. We know many stories. So love, God's love is a big power, and if I merge in His love, this is where I receive the power. Because we always relate power to something physical. Violence, power of science, power of weapon. But now, And here, we will receive a new power. And you will see the inner power you have, where we have a bigger respect for ourselves, a bigger confidence in ourselves, where God can see us in our highest stage, because God, He can only see us in our soul conscious highest stage. He's my Father. He cannot see me less than I am. We are now, yes, in the down stage, we all. But God sees me in my highest stage. And this is the one I want to connect with. If I ask you, for example, who's the best friend or who's the one you want to be always with, you know, in a company with, whom you always choose? Someone dumbo or smart, someone sad or happy, someone happy in a bliss stage, someone loving, he's always alive, and someone who cares about me, someone who doesn't see my defects. You know, we get shy sometimes for someone knows who am I. But God, even if He's aware of my defects, He doesn't care. Because He's embodiment of love. And He is the benevolent. His role is only to help me to get a transformation to be a happier being. So He doesn't care about my defaults in this stage. He's here to help me. Like a nurse or a doctor, I will go to him if I'm sick. I don't go if I'm healthy to the doctor, right? And the same with God. We only go to Him when we have the defects. When I'm sick, spiritually sick. And this is here where He can help me. He can do lots of surgery even in me. He's a surgeon. He's a purifier. He will give me the medicine. And so I don't have to think much when I go to God. I just have to be liberated from everything before I go to Him. And this is my soul conscious stage. Yes, I do have a lot of problems around me. But when I connect with God, let me have that moment for myself. And really, we are all here because we want to change, right? We want the best for ourselves. We want to be better person and happier person. My aim and objective is to be happy. So when I give myself this chance, and I know that Maya will buzz me, you know, my wasteful thought will keep buzzing. And yeah, the other part of Maya, the real role of Maya, is to disconnect me from God, from my Father. That's her job. That's her role only. She's so happy when I'm forgetting Him and being with her. So, the only way is to be connected with Him is to remember that I am a soul. I have all these qualities of soul consciousness, of virtues within me. And one main virtue is as well, I'm in silence. So the more I silence my mind and cool my heart, I know it's sometimes difficult, but I have to have a faith in myself as well. So the more I am in this silence, the easier I can connect with the Supreme Soul. And again, realizing Him is knowing and having a deep faith that He will help me. Even if I didn't find the result in that moment, it's fine. I just have that connection and keep it with Him until I will see the real results. And sometimes in our mind, the results are physical again. I want my child to be a better child, a better person. I wish I have this job. I wish I have $10 million in my account. Whatever our wishes, that's fine. But before reaching to that, first, let me be in that stable stage and powerful stage. Because when I'm in powerful and stable stage, automatically I can achieve my things. Imagine if I'm stable, I can help others as well. If I'm stable, I can do very good business, very good work. It's a result, it's a reward only. But let me go to the core first, in my inner peace, inner power. Then the rest is a result. So let me have the faith in Him that He's hearing me, He's knowing me. And when I connect, I'm giving a chance to the surgeon to work on me. And just be there without overthinking. Just keep that relationship. Because we used to go to God just to beg for something. Give me peace, give me happiness, give me this. But now, with my consciousness, I only want to be with Him. And I allow Him to work on me, purify me. And everything within me will be dissolved with time. All my burdens, my sin, my bad habits which I don't want, it will go. And that's the role of God, to burn all that when I connect, not when I ask, when I connect. So let us have these moments being with Him. And when I really love myself, I can love God as well. So a sign of loving God is that I am caring and loving for myself. And now take a deep breath and love yourself. Relax this body. And have this deep faith in yourself. I, the soul, the living being, I'm going for 5 to 10 minutes. In a journey with a destination to meet God, my Father, my friend, my mother, my beloved, the one who can I open my heart and have a silent chit-chat with Him. I go inward, realizing deeply who I am. I'm just a point of light, the beautiful living being. Radiating my beauty, my inner self, my natural nature, my nature is love, peace, beauty, happiness, and bliss. I tap on this nature and allow myself, I, the point of light, to express my powers and my virtues, and I take again a deep breath and keep this thought of visualizing myself as only a point of light. I am not this body. I respect it, and I know how useful is this body, and I take care of this body, but I am not this body. I am this living being. I see myself as a shining star, minute, powerful, and I always radiate the lights coming within me. And I decide now with one thought to visit and meet my beloved Father. I go out of this space, this world of matter, time, sound, and action, to go beyond to my home where I came from. I'm still this radiating point of light. And in my home, the land of peace, I hear, see my Father with my third eye, with my intellect, I can see Him very clearly, vividly, and I can feel Him. I realize, and I see a beautiful point of light, very powerful, radiating this bright light. With His beautiful attributes of peace, love and bliss. And the silence, I connect and dive in the ocean of love. The ocean of peace. And I feel secured. I feel totally safe. I absorb his kindness, sweetness, and his unlimited love. He keeps giving. Unlimited generosity. And I keep absorbing. I am full of his love, sacred love. And in this consciousness of being with him, I know that there is a corporeal body down in earth. I have a role to play on this earth as well. So So I, the point of light, I come back to this earth, to this place, to this body, keeping the company and companion of God. And I fill each cell of my body with the sacred love. And I share it around everyone, with everyone. Om Shanti.